Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
Today, I want to talk to you about capacity, really leaning into leadership. Last weekend, Nicole preached on goals. She's in Florida preaching today. I don't know why the Lord led her to go there. But I'm going to be seeing her after a while because I'm going to go down there and preach Tuesday night. I'll stream from Florida, the church, to hear. But I want to talk about capacity because, and to leaders in particular. And if you might think, well, I'm not a leader, I'm not a corporate leader or organizational leader, but you are definitely a leader of you. And I want you to lead you in the best way, and then I want you to continue to stretch your capacity to maximize your life because you only have so much time to do what it is God called you to do. And I want to say this, that I think many times we underestimate what God wants to do in our life. God said, I want to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine according to the power that works within you. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so we need to realize that there's life on the inside of us, but if we're not careful, what we do is we allow past goals that we did not perform on to totally disable us from the goals of the future, okay? So we say, well, I didn't win here, so I won't win there. I made goals in 2014. I didn't do it. I used the same goals in 17 that I did in 14 and didn't do it. So just screw it. I'm not going to move forward. I'm here to tell you that your past doesn't equal your future. A mind stretch never goes back to the original size. So today I want to stretch your capacity so you can think better and do better and be better. But all success really starts right here in your mind, in the area of capacity. And so I want to go there to 2 Kings. In this passage, it's talking about a woman that God's getting ready to put in the oil business, chapter 4. It says, there was a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets that cried out to Elijah, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. You know, your servant feared the Lord, but the creditors are coming to take my sons away. How many of y'all hate that when that happens? Unless they're teenagers and you're like, this is a blessing. Look at God. Come on, won't he do it? Won't he do it? All right. They came to take my son away. And Elijah said to her, notice that a lot of times your next move in life comes from church, comes from a man of God. And Elijah said to her, what do you have? What do you have in your house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing, well, except a jar of oil. Well, then you do have something. I want to talk to the something that you do have. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, let's focus on what you do have. Because everything small, everything big started out small. You started out small. How many of you were a kid at one point in your life? Raise your hand if you were a kid at one point in your life. Okay, so we all start out small. We grow up corporately, mentally, in every area of our life. So don't say, I don't have anything, because number one, you have God. Number two, you have a good church family. Number three, you live in the greatest country of the whole wide world, the United States of America, where freedom is absolutely taken for granted. And we should enjoy and embrace all the things we do have. So she says, all I have is a jar of oil. So check out what happens next. Now after she says, this is all I have, then he says to her, go borrow vessels from everywhere. All of your neighbors, empty vessels. Everybody shout that with me, empty vessels. You not just borrow a few. When you come in, shut the door behind you, and you and your son shall pour out into those vessels. Set aside the full ones. Set aside the full ones. So she went in and shut the door behind her and her sons, and she brought the vessels, and then they poured it out. They poured it out. Vessels. There's an old song that says, I want to be more like you. Oh, I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel that you work through. We're vessels. 2 Timothy says this. There's a scripture in 2 Timothy. They'll put it on the screen. It says, there are in a large house, there are vessels or articles of gold and silver, also of wood and of clay. And there are some for special purpose and some for common purposes. I picked that translation because it's a little cleaner. It actually says in one translation that there, in big houses, there are a lot of pots. There are clean pots, dirty pots. Pots that you would put oil in and eat out of. Pots that you would put water and drink out of. And pots that you would go to the potty on. How many of y'all don't want to confuse those pots? Come on, raise your hand, right? All right, so even though the little kid, you know, when I was training my little daughter, I was trying to get her to go to the bathroom there on there, and she was crying and screaming, and I put her on it, and she said, it's my potty, and I'll cry if I want to. I made that up, but it fit in right there. So we need to understand that there are different pots, okay? So we have in this room right now people who once were a dirty pot, Some people who once were an ugly pot, some people were a pot of common use, but God is saying, hey, what I'm doing in you right now is I'm cleaning you up to make you a vessel of honor, because all the people who once were dirty like me, God will clean you up and allow you to be a vessel of honor, noble for the master's use. So number one, you need to understand that you're a vessel. Everybody shout, I'm a vessel. You're a vessel to use your gifting to the best of your ability to honor God. Honor God. I see Mike Chandler's dad and mom here. Phenomenal. One of the greatest fighters of all time. Las Vegas selling out all these big arenas. It cost me, $75 to watch Mike fight these days, pay-per-view. And all these years of loving on Mike and pastoring Mike and his mom and dad, they taught Mike to honor God. And Mike, hometown legend, has blessed on his chest. And he said, I'm going to put this bless on my chest, real big tattoo, and when I win, I'm going to point to God, and I'm going to give God all the glory. And then God raised him up to be a vessel that actually does what he's called to do and does it great, but he does it with the mindset knowing I'm not doing this to get rich, although he is. Hey, I'm not doing this to be blessed, although he is. I'm doing this because this is the gift that God has given me, and I'm going to use my vessel in the best that I can to honor God and draw people to God. Somebody ought to help me right now. So that means you can be in Hollywood and honor God. You can be a judge and honor God. You can work at Walmart and honor God, perhaps, maybe. You anywhere, all points of light actually come out of the light, Jesus, who is the light of the world. So what I'm suggesting to you right now is use what you have and maximize what you have. Everybody shout, maximize what you have. Never ever say, this is all I have. No, what you have is enough. A little bit in the hands of God is a whole lot. Now it says, if you continue reading verse 5, it says, so she went, she shut the door, which is great. She poured into the vessels, that's great. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full, that she said, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there's not another vessel. Check this out. So the oil ceased. Now, I want to talk to corporate leaders for a moment. So many times in organizations, or say maybe it's Tim Hawkins, and he takes a little talent that he has, a little comedy that he has, to now a global iconic arena selling out with tractor trailers and product. That didn't just happen. Back in the day, they were just calling up saying, hey, a lot of times Tim will travel with me on his weekends off, and his wife will say, we would call churches and say, would you want to have my husband do like a comedy routine? He's funny. No. They're begging, trying. So they're doing these little bobo places and small events, and now it costs a whole lot of money for him to do what he does. So what he was doing is he was being faithful over the little vessel, and God made him ruler over much. But here's what I want to point out. It doesn't just happen. Every time there's an oil that ceases, and here's what we saw. We saw the oil stopped. Was it God that the oil stopped? No. God spoke through the man of God and said, hey, I want you to borrow vessels from everywhere. I want you to think really big. I'm exceedingly and abundantly and above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine according to the power that works within you. I know the plans I have for you. They're for good and not for evil. I'm telling you right now. So God's speaking all this life into you. And then what happens is we don't culturally, what I call carry culture down, all the way down, we in our organization, we say, back it up, back it up. You got to back it up. So we back up culture so we don't get the surprise that she had. Here's what I'm saying. God said, I want to do something great in your life. Go borrow a bunch of vessels. And so she told her team, go. Get on Craigslist and put it. Say, we need vessels. Get on eBay and say, we need vessels. Call, go to every yard sale you can. Go to flea markets, find vessels. And they did it, but here's what she was doing. She was so busy watching what God was doing, she didn't occasionally look all the way down the line and say, how many days until we run out of pots? So then they're going, and she says, give me another one. And the guy goes, we ain't got no more pots. We ran out of pots. This is the last pot we got. So then they're forced. They go to the man of God and said, what do we do now? And she said to her, the man of God said, go sell. Last verse, go sell what you have, pay the debt, and you and your son shall live on the rest. So we know here that God's too much. It was awesome. She went at the beginning. She didn't have anything. She gets direction and correction. Now she has a lot of everything. And then she's got enough to take care of her and her kids and live on the rest. That's great. But she was ready for more. There was no, and God was ready for more. May I suggest to you that they could still be putting oil in pots because God did not have a shortage of oil. She had a shortage of capacity. And I'm here to tell you today that 2019 and 2020, if you will stretch your capacity, if you go through Growth Track, if you get in a small group, if you honor God, if you make the first part of the morning just talking to God in a conversation, He will give you extraordinary, witty, prolific ideas, and you'll do whatever it is that you're called to do. If it's singing on stages, if it's to fight, and people find that awkward when Michael called me and say, hey, pray for me, I'm going to this fight, and I'll be like, God, just help him to honor you tonight. God, help Mike. I texted him before the last fight praying for him. God, I thank you that Mike's going to go in there. Mike, you're anointed for this. God, I just thank you that Mike is going to totally obliterate this guy. God, I see blood flying everywhere. God, I help this guy lose a tooth, God. Come on, somebody, just help Mike. And I know it seems wrong, but it's so right. Come on, somebody. So right. In other words, you've got to do what God called you to do. And if you do what God called you to do, remember that passage I had you yell this, I had you say, shut the door. I had you say that purposely. Let's say it again. Shut the door. You've got to shut the door on all that negative thinking. You've got to shut the door on the family members that say that you never will and you never could. You've got to shut the door on the Instagram app where you're still stalking people who said you couldn't make it. And now you're looking at them and they are making it supposedly. But we don't know. That car could be financed. That might be a rental car. We don't even know how they're fronting. But I'm just telling you, you can't be the best you chasing somebody else. You've got to close the door on the past so you can open the door in 2019 on your future. Somebody ought to help me right now. Oh, I'm preaching real good. I'm preaching. Hey! In other words, it's your thing. Do what you want to do with it. I can't tell you who to suck it to, but the Lord can. You be you. So close the door on the past, close the door on adversity, close the door on lack, close the door on limited capacity, and do not, whatever you do, don't get so head down that you don't look up and go, we about to run out of vessels. Y'all ain't paying no attention. So I want to stretch your mindset. Every person in here is a leader, and I want you to write this down. When the leader gets better, the organization gets better. When the leader gets better, the organization gets better. When the leader gets better, the organization gets better. So when I took the church and we had 180 people, and God told me, I want you to pastor a great church in St. Louis. I want you to build a big church. And Pastor Rick Shelton was so sweet to me, the guy who invented this church, who built this building, and I would go and talk to him out here in the parking lot. Never dreamed that God would bless us with this facility, but I would say, how do you pastor a big church? And he said this, he said, you know, your dad had what I would call a 7-Eleven. So that means you could go in there and get milk, but it's not really where you go grocery shopping. What I have is I have a supermarket. You got everything you need up in here. I thought, okay. So people can have small groups, people could have childcare, people could have everything you needed, you could get it at this. And I never dreamed, in the parking lot talking to him, I could think of the very spot that we were in, but God was expanding my capacity and showed me, check this out, show me friends, I'll show you your future. So he was pouring into me, and I didn't know later in life, a few years later, our church would explode, and God would do this, and Pastor Rick would say, hey, I want to travel to Australia, and I want to preach around the world, and I'm going to turn this church over to you. I was just asking questions, but what I was doing is I was expanding my mind, because what my dad didn't teach me, a spiritual father could. So see, sometimes you've been looking to a biological dad, and you might not have a biological dad that can speak truth into you, but God will put, he said, you have many teachers, but few fathers. So you need a father in your life telling you, here's the way you should go, walk in it. Expand your capacity in 2019, draw near to God, let the Holy Spirit speak to your recreated human spirit, and where the Lord guides, he will provide. And then you can look back a year from now, and you'll have to introduce yourself to yourself, because you won't recognize yourself, because you will not think the same way again, because your capacity, somebody ought to help me right now, your capacity has been stretched. Don't settle. Don't stop. You gotta say, hang on, maybe God wants me to do more. Now, notice at the end again where he says, hey, go sell the oil that you have and pay off your debts. You and your son shall live. This is what I would call you get what you brag on. It's again a cultural term. Our staff, they would tell you, this is something PD says. You get what you brag on, not what you nag on. So I could be like, hey, you know, you get what you brag on. Notice at the end of this, the man of God didn't say, what do you mean you're out of vessels?
Are you kidding me? You had this opportunity? No, he was just encouraging. I said, well, hey. That was, in his mind, something clicked and said, that's your capacity, that's your watermark, that's your level. We're good. Go sell what you have and live on the rest. And that's the way the Holy Spirit is. He's a gentleman. He will never tell you, you never, you always. He will convict you, but he will not condemn you. All through the Bible, whether that was the woman caught in adultery, he said, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. So there was the go and sin no more with some conviction of grace, but it wasn't condemnation. The Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who now walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, you're not walking after the flesh, you're walking after the Spirit. But how many of y'all know your flesh is pretty darn real? Raise your hand. For all of you liars, I'm going to give it one more time for you not to go to hell. How many of y'all think your flesh is out of control? Your flesh lies. Your flesh will do whatever. It's just crazy. Your flesh is crazy. But God doesn't look at what you did. He looks at what you do. So if you did a sin, sure, he knew that. That's why 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because he doesn't want us thinking we're bad. You dummy, you ran out of oil. You low-level thinker, you didn't have enough capacity. No, he says, yo, in the strength that you have. So here's what I'm saying. If that's a leadership style that is preached through the Gospels, if that's the leadership style that Jesus has, the ultimate leader, that's the style of leadership I want you to have with the people below you. And here's the kicker, though. And with yourself. You wouldn't treat other people the way you treat you. But you're always saying you never and you don't measure up and you're not acting like a Christian. You're not acting like a Christian. You are one. So no matter where I go in the world, they might say, you don't act like an American. And I go, but I am. I'm not acting. You don't act like a Christian. I'm not acting. I am a Christian. I am not perfect, but I am forgiven. I'm a vessel that the Lord wants to use. I can still fight in Las Vegas. Come on, somebody. I can still do comedy on a stage. I can still act. Don't allow people to confront you or conform you. You shut the door on them and you open the concept on him, because what him is telling you is more important to what them are. Somebody ought to help me right now. Don't allow people to determine your destiny. You determine your destiny. You walk into your destiny. You claim your destiny. You dream about your destiny. You think about your destiny. You lay awake thinking about it. How can I make it better? This is what God has for you. I have 9 minutes and 34 seconds left, and then I got to go to Earth City with the 11:35. By the way, at sunset is my favorite. Second to Earth City, 12:30. The reason why I like it up there is they got a Hammond B3 and a 98% African Americans, and they get me. Oh, yeah. But we're starting to get a little bit of diversity here. Y'all need a tan. That's my New Year's resolution for you. Get a tan. Look at your neighbor and say, get a tan, get a tan, get a tan. At least spray it on. Make your head the right color. Capacity. Oil ceased. Well, let's talk about that for 1 second. The oil ceased. Okay. The oil is always a type of the Holy Spirit. Remember the Bible said that the oil will flow down over the head of Aaron onto the beard. The oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. For me, doing this, I'm anointed to do this. I'm comfortable. I'm just comfortable up here. I'm not like, I'm going to stand behind this thing because I don't like this, because this puts a wall between you and I. Even when I was reading, I kind of read like this and kind of had it with you. So there was no, I wasn't like, hey guys, what's going on? No. I'm talking to you. No walls between us. So I'm oiled up to do this. You have an oil or a gifting at what you do. So don't spend all of 2019 trying to work on those areas that you're really not oiled on. I'm going to piss these people all the time. Teach me how to be a public speaker. You either is one or you ain't one. Now you might tweak it a little. And you're like, I'm now going to Toasters to try to figure out how I make a speech. Today, what we have here is, no, it ain't working for you. Come on, somebody. Could you teach me how to sing? Let me hear you. You ain't a singer. Let me see you dance. You might be a dancer. You got moves like Jagger. You sexy. I'm bringing sexy back. You got that, but you can't sing. So then you got a Melly Vanilli thing where you lip sync. Come on, somebody ought to have it right now. But in other words, if you spend a lot of your energy and your time trying to stress the capacity in an area that you're not oiled for, it ain't going to work. And you spin your wheels and you have what I call mediocre success. So you get just a little bit of success. Play to your strengths. I focus on that. And all the time, this is where it's really hard. Because as the church grew and I grew, I had to make sure that the team was growing. Because a mind stretch never goes back to the original size. That was something that I always say because I invented that statement where I get people's mind. And then I say this, the people that can't grow with you can't go with you. I was always surprised who couldn't go with me. Like, because I'm real loyal. Like, I want you to go because, you know, Bub and them, well, I love Bub and them and they got to go. Well, they can't go. God's like, no. Well, surely my mama and my daddy going. No, they ain't going. I was like, who's going? Who's going? Lord's like, you're going. And I was like, man. I don't feel alone. And I turned on the radio and I heard, I am not alone. Yeah, I know, okay, come on, somebody help me. You're not alone. The Holy Spirit is there with you, leading and guiding you. So don't be focused on who you lost and who can't go with you and how bad it is. Because now you're just sad sack Sally instead of really excited about what God's going to do. Now, we don't want to, like, try to alienate people. I want everybody to go with me. Do that Jerry Maguire, like, who's going with me? Who's going with me? And then when they don't go, you're like, no, apparently Shaquita ain't going. Bob ain't going. That's an interracial relationship right there. Come on, somebody else help me right now. And they ain't going. But just because they ain't going doesn't mean I'm not going. Because I got to go to the mountain to do what I'm called to do. You got to go to the mountain to do what God's called you to do. Somebody ought to help me right now. You got to stretch your capacity and say, hey, if God be for me, who and what can be against me? Because sometimes you grow by subtraction. So in the Bible, about a guy who said, hey, we're going to go up against them. He started out with a lot of guys. And then he went to 1,000 guys. And then he went to 500 guys. And he said, hey, take them down. Have them all drink water out of this pond. And the people, that gets, they're thirsty. If they put their head down, they just start drinking, send them home too. But the guys that do this, those guys get to stay. Well, there were only 300 out of thousands that made the cut. There's a very small percentage of people that actually make it to the top. But I believe those people are the people like you are because you're the ones who made it to church on a Sunday in Snowmageddon. Come on, somebody ought to help me. So if you're the ones who said, I'm going to get up, I'm going to take charge of my life, I'm not breaking my cycle or my rhythm. Now, there's a lot of people right now that are lazy, that are sitting home watching television, you know, watching online, and those are the slackers that didn't come to church, and I pray that God forgives you. I didn't mean it. I didn't say that. They did. I don't know what they're doing. They're putting words in my mouth. I understand if you're stuck in the woods somewhere, but I want you to eliminate excuses and gravitate towards your strength and say, hey, I'm not going to not check what's happening down there. So today, if you were to go to Walmart, you'll see 57 aisles, and there'll be two cashiers open. Come on, somebody, you know what I'm talking about right now. So that's one thing you're going to see. And then you're going to see like this round little bag filler upper deal, you know. So little plastic bags and they're on a side. And then there'll be some gal or guy and they'll have on a different color shirt than the other people have. And that person is checking for vessels. Well, the bag's on 7. We're getting low on 5. Low on 5. Bag guy, bring the bags. Now the person with the cool shirt, they got to go back into the bathroom. They're going to go back in the bathroom and they're going to walk in the bathroom and they're going to take a look around and then they're also going to look at the back of the door. And on the back of the door, there's going to be this clear plastic piece, the sleeve, that they can slide it in. Somebody knew that they're going to have to make money on this deal because they knew that everywhere in the world, there would be a bunch of people who just showed up to work and said, I'm here, but they were not inspecting what they expected. So they had to put a sleeve in there with like a little sign and it says, Bob checked it at 2:40. Bob came back and checked it at 3:40. See what I'm saying? So are you, have you, will you set up a system in your life with your team, with your church, with your staff to check for vessels all the way down here? Because if you just meander through and come to find out next December, you're like, still not out of debt, still haven't lost the weight. Did you know what you weighed? No, I wanted to get like better before I checked. No, you check alone. Come on, somebody. You check alone. You check alone, butt naked, Dry your hair so there's no extra weight. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? You check in the morning. You never weigh yourself in the afternoon. Can I get an amen? You don't weigh yourself before bed. You weigh yourself in the morning. And you do it on a digital scale. If you do like me, you do it on a digital scale. And then Nicole does it too. And she figured out that I could check her weight. So what she does is she gets on and weighs herself. Then she gets off and she simulates a little bit of weight. And then she gets off, so I ain't never know what she weighs. Come on, somebody. That's wisdom right there. That's smart. I'm almost done. I got 1 minute and 54 seconds. So develop systems for your own life that will not stop the oil in your life from happening because of no forethought. So we all plan to do better tomorrow, and we would if we would start the plan today. So we can start inspecting our life and go, what's the checkbook looking like? What's it going to look like? What's my vision? Because without a vision, people go to another parish. Without a vision, people perish. And so you want to have the vision plain. You know what it is. It's your banner years. Why? Made the vision plain. 2020 is the year where you see with HD clarity the fullness of the vision of God in your life. We've been saying that. You've got the vision so you can run with it. Now back it up and go, what's my checkbook say? What's my weight say? Am I actually dating, trying to put a crown on a clown and expecting a king? Oh yeah, so you got to delete his number because you're saying, well, I just need to know if he calls me not to answer. No, you won't delete it because you might need a date. I'm going to try it over here. Somebody ought to say amen to this right here. If you cut out all the possibilities on those late night booty calls, come back at 9:45. I wouldn't say that, but 11:30 you came in, and it's what I do at 11:30. You got to eliminate the options. You got to close the door. Close the door on that dude that doesn't have a job. Close the door on that person that wants to hold you back. Close the door on those family members that say you can't, you never. And you open the door on God who says, I want to do exceedingly, come on somebody, abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. According to the talent that's in you, according to the oils that's in you. Pour it out, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Check it, check it, check it. And then the rest of your life can be the best of your life because I believe this is your best. Banner year, we're called for more. We're anointed for more. We're equipped for more. We're appointed for more. No weapon formed against you, I prophesy, will come against you, including you. I love Jesus. Y'all stay standing. Go ahead. For the rest of y'all lazy people, go ahead and stand up with the other people. I can tell who the Catholics are because they're like, we're up, we're down, we're up, we're down. They're doing exercise. It is squatting. Amen. I'm telling you right now, God wants to do something really, really big in your life. For far too long, you've allowed the enemy of average to hold you back. You've been trying to be somebody else. You were born an original, don't die a copy. You're uniquely and fearfully and wonderfully made. And yes, you don't think like them because you're not supposed to think like them. You're a manager. You're more than a manager. You're a leader. You were born with this, and that's why they didn't pick you when they said, Red Rover, Red Rover. That's why you didn't get to sit at the table with those average people. That's why it's always different for you. You're just different. And I know you're different because you came to this church because God knows I'm different. But I'm equipped to be your pastor because you're just built a little bit different. And I speak to you and you get it. Because God put us together. Me and Nicole want to speak life into you. Our campus pastors want to speak life into you so that you can actually arrive at the fullness that God has for you, that you arrive at the supernatural banner year production that God has for you in the name of Jesus. I want to pray for you right now. Stretch your hands toward me. Everybody, come on, say this with me. Shout, I believe that the Lord has big plans for me. I decree and declare supernatural breakthrough. Accelerated opportunities are coming into my life. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm anointed. I'm equipped. I'm qualified. And I decree I will no longer self-sabotage. I decree and declare goodness of God, the favor of God is upon my life. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. And amen. God bless you. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.